This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
Sometimes I still keep one eye open after I've supposedly gone asleep just in case my stuffed animals come to life.
I liked myself better as a boy.
I used to pee into snowballs before throwing them at friends.
Secrets. Big secrets, little secrets.
I almost never wash my hands after going to the bathroom.
I only date girls with pretty feet.
I've always wanted to rob a bank.
I want to break into prison.
Painful secrets.
I'm jealous of her baby.
I make everyone believe that I like to be different, but really I just don't know how to fit in.
Jack-in-the-boxes freak me out.
These secrets come from PostSecret.com, a website that reveals innermost thoughts, things that people have never shared with a soul, let alone thousands of internet users. The rules are simple. Take a postcard, write a secret, personalize it with drawings, photos, or artwork, and drop it in the mail. Each week, dozens of those postcards make their way to Frank Warren's curbside mailbox in suburban Maryland. He's 40 years old, a father, and the owner of a successful document delivery service. He began PostSecrets.com late last year as part of his interest in interactive art. He displays a few postcards at a time on his website.
What's come in has varied broadly. It touches on all emotions. Some are funny, some are tragic, some are shocking, some are gross. And as I go to my mailbox every day and pull them out and look through them, I kind of don't know what to expect. It's kind of like sticking my hand into a beehive. I don't know if my hand's going to come out wounded or with a big piece of honey or comb. But what I've noticed recently is that when I come back from the mailbox, I have maybe 12 or 15 of these post secrets. And it's a little bit difficult for me to start going through them. I'm a little apprehensive. It takes me a little bit of time. But then once I start going through them and reading them, I'm really disappointed when I get to the last one.
You've taken on a lot of responsibility by opening yourself to other people's secrets.
Yeah, before I started, I didn't recognize what it would become, and it has changed over time. And there are some postcards that do affect me deeply.
And they have to be true. They have to be authentic. How do you know that they are, though? Or does that even matter?
I don't know that they are. I've received over 100 of these, and I don't believe that they're all true. But there are some that I pray they aren't true. But I think part of the power of the project is that ambiguity, too. You're not quite sure if some of these are true or they're not. But I think in some cases, it'd be impossible to know exactly which ones aren't true and which ones are true.
You brought some of these in with you. Show me some of those.
This one reads, "I say I'm a vegetarian, but I eat meat on the sly." And there's a big slab of meat with a knife right next to it.
It actually looks like a saw.
Another one reads, "While others pray at church, I bow my head and think about the TV programs I plan on watching." Another one that's more serious reads, "I tell people I'm an atheist, but I believe I'm going to hell." And there's an image here that looks like some people in hell.
And that's a postcard that, now that person took a lot of time. That postcard is
This person created their own postcard, and it has a lot of artistic elements to it. Now the one beneath it is simply a written sentence, but this one has a lot of power also. And this is a card that's received a lot of reaction. And it reads, "I haven't spoken to my dad in 10 years, and it kills me every day."
Why do you think that card in particular has such impact? Because you don't know why the two haven't spoken? Is it that dad left, or is it because the son or the daughter can't bring themselves to pick up the phone?
I think the questions that you're asking really speak to the power of the card and how it can mean different things to different people and how it searches for how it's going to touch you in its own unique way. And it might mean something different to you and different to me and different to the person who wrote it, but all equally important and powerful.
I'm logged on to my computer, and I'd like to scroll through a couple of these because there were a few that really stood out to me. One was so simple. It just said, "I'm afraid."
That one came in an envelope with a very heartfelt story that went along with it, talking about how the person really hoped that I would publish it and going into more detail about why they felt afraid.
And did they say anything about the composition of that postcard? Because the words "I'm afraid," again written in Hebrew, surrounded by, it could be fencing, it could be a grid of some kind, it could be barbed wire.
Yeah.
And down in the corner, Star of David.
I interpreted that as crosses, and then down in the corner was the Star of David. So maybe the person was feeling surrounded or feeling like a minority in a certain situation.
I hate people who remind me of myself.
Yes, yes.
Written in color crayon.
Written in color crayon, exactly. Very brief, very to the point, but something I could kind of relate to myself in a way, you know?
I don't want to join a club that would have me as a member.
Exactly.
There's another, again, written, well, I couldn't tell if it was color crayon or watercolor. It was a picture of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And then it says, sometimes I want to run away from home. Something you hear children say all the time. But
yes.
Then in parentheses, I'm 38 years old with a child.
Yes. That one touched me, and I had that one at the top of the website for a few days.
There was another one that I thought was very hopeful. I believe I will accomplish something truly great in this lifetime. I'm going to be 53 tomorrow.
That one touched me too. In fact, when I received that one, I really started to look harder for optimistic or joyful secrets. And to be frank, those secrets come in very rarely. Maybe if we have something optimistic or joyful in our heart, it becomes a song or a story that we tell somebody or the first thing we put on the top of our resume.
What about you personally?
Well, it's funny because when I started the project, I was trying to create an invitation for others to share their secrets with me. But then as secrets started coming in, I recognized some secrets in my own life that I hadn't shared. And so I have some submissions in the project itself. So maybe in a sense, I started the project so I would have some place to show secrets that I had kept for so many years.
That gave you the courage.
That gave me
the
courage.
To reach inside yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Frank, do people keep in touch with you? Once you share a secret with someone, they may feel that they're tethered to you in some way.
There have been some surprises in the project, and one is that they don't. I specifically ask people, once they've mailed me a post secret, how that's affected their life. How has that changed their perspective of that secret? I'd like to know. I'd like to post it, all anonymously, of course. And so I have a little message on the website that invites people to send a follow-up comment once they've mailed in a secret. And I get very, very few follow-up comments. So I think it's something that people enjoy doing. They like participating in it. But once it's done, it's done. They don't want to prolong that process, maybe.
And for those who did follow up, what did they say?
One person followed up and said, at first I was sorry I did this. I didn't think I'd like everybody seeing my secret, but eventually, after I got through the difficulty, I found it very therapeutic and healing, and I'm glad I did.
Well, we're glad you came in to talk to us. Frank, it's been good talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Frank Warren, creator of PostSecret.com. For more samples of the postcards, visit our website, npr.org.